It's been a big week for House Republicans. Nearly all of them voted to force a release of the Epstein files after President Trump reversed his position. But even before that vote, a handful of Republicans signaled a willingness to take on the president over a different contentious issue. NPR's Andrea Hsu explains.
Back in late March, President Trump signed an executive order directing around 20 federal agencies to end collective bargaining rights for most federal workers, citing national security concerns. The move outraged the unions.
Now, this isn't about safety or security.
Everett Kelly is president of the American Federation of Government Employees. They represent the lion's share of the roughly 1 million employees affected by the order.
It's about silencing workers who are courageously standing up to this non-integrity, to his non-accountability in the government.
The White House explained that unions have been obstructing agency management and said that's dangerous in agencies with national security responsibilities. According to Trump, that includes the Department of Veterans Affairs, the Environmental Protection Agency. Later, he added NASA and the National Weather Service. Since January, the American Federation of Government Employees has been hostile to Trump's agenda. It's filed lawsuits to block mass layoffs, the dismantling of agencies, and, yes, the termination of its union contracts.
This executive order is plainly retaliatory. The executive order says plainly that they are taking this action because AFGE is standing up for our members.
And here's where House lawmakers come in. Democrat Jared Golden of Maine introduced a bill.
The Protect America's Workforce Act, which would overturn President Trump's executive order.
It would also restore any collective bargaining agreements canceled since March. Within days, the bill had gained enough Republican co-sponsors to pass in the House, but getting it to a vote was another matter. Leadership wasn't on board. So Golden turned to the same procedural tactic House lawmakers used to force a vote on the Epstein files, the discharge petition. 218 signatures guarantees a vote. Golden spoke at a press conference in July.
If every member who signed on to this bill would join us, we could overturn this union-busting action and show America that this body will protect workers' rights no matter what.
And this week, Golden got to 218, with Republicans Nick LaLota and Michael Lawler of New York signing the petition on Monday. In a statement posted to his website, Lawler wrote, "Supporting workers and ensuring good government are not opposing ideas." Now, a date for the House vote has not yet been set. And if the bill passes, it would move on to the Senate, where it's far less clear there are enough Republicans willing to defy the president. Andrea Hsu, NPR News, Washington.